ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரஞ்சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜயம் உதீரயேத். நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பகவதி நைஷ்டிகி. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone, Text 46. Tavatra Kshatriyau Jatau Matrishvastratmajau Matrishvastratmajau தவ அதுனா ஷாபநிர்முக்தௌ கிருஷ்ண சக்ர ஹதாம் ஹஸௌ கிருஷ்ண சக்ர ஹதாம் ஹஸௌ தாவத்ர சக்ரி ஔஜாதௌ மாத்ருஸ்வஸ்ராத்மஜௌ தவ அதுனா சாப நிர்முக்தௌ கிருஷ்ண சக்ர ஹதாம் ஹஸௌ கிருஷ்ண சக்ர ஹதாம் ஹஸௌ தாவத்ர சக்ரி ஔஜாதௌ மாத்ருஸ்வஸ்ராத்மஜௌ தவ அதுனா சாப நிர்முக்தௌ கிருஷ்ண சக்ர ஹதாம் ஹஸௌ தாவத்ர சக்ரி ஔஜாதௌ மாத்ருஸ்வஸ்ராத்மஜௌ தவ அதுனா சாப நிர்முக்தௌ கிருஷ்ண சக்ர ஹதாம் ஹஸௌ. Mothers, Tau, the two, Atra, here, in the third birth, Kshatriyau, Kshatriyas, or kings, Jatau, born, Matrushvashratmajau, the sons of the mother's sister, Tava, your, Aduna, now, Sapa Nirmuktau, freed from the curse, Krishna Chakra, by the disc weapon of Krishna, Hata, destroyed, Amhasau, whose sins. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki, translation. In their third birth, the same Daya and Vijaya appeared in a family of Kshatriyas as your cousins, the sons of your aunt. Because Lord Krishna has struck them with this disc, all their sinful reactions have been destroyed and now they are free from the curse. Please repeat, in their third birth, the same Jaya and Vijaya appeared in a family of Kshatriyas as your cousins, the sons of your aunt. Because Lord Krishna has struck them with His disc, all their sinful reactions have been destroyed and now they are free from the curse. Purport. In their last birth, Jaya and Vijaya did not become demons or Rakshasas. Instead, they took birth in a very exalted Kshatriya family related to Krishna's family. They became first cousins of Lord Krishna and were practically on an equal footing with Him. By personally killing them with His own disc, Lord Krishna destroyed whatever sinful reactions were left in them because of the curse of the Brahmanas. Narada Muni explained to Maharashtra Yudhishthira that by entering Krishna's body, Shishupala re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as the Lord's associate. Everyone had seen this incident. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Makyam Dadati Svapatantikam Vancha Kalpataro Vyascha Kripasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you very much for inviting me to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam today. Sage Narada is describing to Maharaj Yudhishthira about, he is getting ready to describe to him about Hiranyakasipu, how the Lord took the incarnation of Narasimha Bhagavan in order to kill him, And Yudhishthira Maharaj is very interested to know, as we will see, as to why Hiranyakasipu was so much envious of his own son, which gave the occasion for the Lord Narsingdev to appear. And Narada Muni is going to explain that Hiranyakasipu had enmity with the Lord because he felt that the Lord had killed his brother, and therefore he is his enemy. Although the Lord says that I am equal to everybody. So if the Lord is equal to everybody, how is it that he is giving somebody nice position and for someone he is killing? That is not understandable for the non-devotee class of people. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example that just like there is a judge and cases come in front of him, sometimes he says, case released, you can go. And sometimes he says, this person should be punished. But in all cases, the judge is always political, neutral. But in all cases, the judge is always supposed to be neutral. In the olden days, it was like that. So, in the same way, in the material world, sometimes it appears Krishna is favoring one person and not favoring another person. But these are actually external manifestations that cannot be understood unless we realize Krishna properly. I have given the example before, like if you are going somewhere and suddenly you see that the way you are going, the road is closed, but the way, you know, the other side, the traffic is coming. And the policeman says, you can't go turn right now. Then you ask why. Oh, maybe chief minister is coming. Prime minister is coming this way. So, us taraf kya ho gaya? Nahi, he is only going this way. So, you might think like, this prime minister is favoring the other people and not me. But it has actually no relevance. You see, our plans have no relevance. Therefore, unless we understand Krishna's plans, it is not possible to understand why the world is working the way it is working. But we are always in a very bodily condition of life. But even in the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is acting in different ways. Sometimes some devotees think, oh, Krishna is favoring that devotee. Krishna is going with her. He is not going with me. They think like that. So, that's the nature of the soul that is not able to comprehend. Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shishi Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Shishi Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha ji ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshmi Hanuman ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, what was I saying? So, even in the spiritual world, there is that is the nature of the living entity that is not able to understand Krishna's activities. It is said that there are millions and billions and trillions of gopis and other devotees, and in one single action of Krishna, all of them put together, they cannot understand. It has got unlimited meanings. And different devotees can see it in different ways. Even in the ordinary world, we see a powerful man, when he does one action, there are so many meanings to that. Isn't it? So, the Prime Minister is going to some country. He's not just going like you and I go. So many things already planned, and when they go, they announce so many things, so many ideas are there, so many purposes. So if that is true for an ordinary person, how much more it will be for Krishna? So, Krishna is unlimited, Ananta, and his activities cannot be understood. Once one devotee told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am reading fifth canto, it is so difficult to understand the cosmology. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, the purpose for which the Shastras are written is so that we can understand, we cannot understand Krishna. Because they give so many details, and it is the same thing that Krishna is telling Arjuna. He explains everything, and then Krishna is telling Arjuna, what is the use of all this, Arjuna? Ekam sena sito am jagat. He says, just by a little fraction of my power, everything I am maintaining. That means, even trillions and trillions of Brahmas cannot actually understand how the material creation is made, even though they are involved in it. What to speak of others? There are Brahmas with millions of heads. They cannot understand how creation is made. Prabhupada said that. So there is no scope in understanding Krishna. But the Shastras are describing everything, and then when we read, we get a feeling that now I am understanding Krishna. That is because we are receiving it through our mind. Mind always measures things. Man is a measure of all things, they think like that. And therefore, we feel that I am advancing, I am understanding. But when that knowledge descends in the heart, Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito, by which we can realize, oh, Krishna cannot be understood, that is the beginning of factual transcendental knowledge. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Tatparatvena Nirmalam. So, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam means, one understands that neither by performing pious activities nor by amassing transcendental knowledge about the Lord can I actually become a devotee. So, bhakti is a very subtle process. And therefore, there is Krishna is to be heard so that we actually get somehow this bhakti in the heart. And therefore, sarpochishtam, hearing from those who don't accept Krishna, that is not good, even if they are speaking about Krishna. Because they will put poison, they will put different ideas, by which, without our knowledge, we may misunderstand Krishna. Therefore, hearing from a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, is very important, and that is why he has written his books. And these books should be read very carefully without trying to understand them through our mind. That is an art and it's a science. How to read Srila Prabhupada's books without trying to understand them? You see? Because as soon as you try to understand by mind, it is all spoiled. That takes long time. In the beginning, of course, you have to try to understand through your mind, and that is also devotional service. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter that he who reads this conversation worships me by his intelligence. But we have to go beyond our mental capabilities. So, Krishna is coming in his multiple incarnations, and the purpose of these incarnations is very glorious. It's very difficult to understand. Who is Lord Narsingadev? How did he come? How did he kill Hiranyakasipu with his nails? Hiranyakasipu was so powerful that even the demigods were afraid of him. And when Lord Narasingadev came, he came with hundreds and thousands of hands. And Hiranyakasipu was putting so many weapons on him. But he was just catching all of them and throwing them and made his way to him straight. And Hiranyakasipu then went in the sky and he was just whirling so fast that he looked like a continuous blur. Even the demigods did not know, oh, where is he? You know, in which direction he is coming. But the Lord just put his hand out and plucked him from the air. And the Lord, with giant strides, he walked into the front of the palace, sat at the entrance, slammed him on his thigh. And he had Hiranyakasipu with his two hands, he was trying to fight. He was a very powerful man. And the Lord just put his, you know, nails and just opened his heart very easily. As if, you know, you just take a leaf and with your nail you can also cut it. Like that he cut it. Dalita Hiranyakasipur Tanu Bringam, you know, his body was so like Vajrayatam because he was, you know, blessed by Brahma. He had a powerful body. And just the Lord just like that killed him. Extraordinary performance. How can we understand all that? People, ordinary foolish people may think like, oh, this is just a story. You see? And in this process, the Lord actually finished the first of his three births. And in the last, then they took as Kumbhakarna and Ravana, and the same brothers in this verse is described, they became Shishupala and Dandavakra. Right? Asim Krishna, Dandavakra. And Shishupala, in the last birth, Prabhupada says they were not born as demons, but they were born in Kshatriya family. But nevertheless, the demoniac mentalities were gone, but still little bit of envy was left. And Shishupala was always bad-mouthing Krishna, all the time from childhood. They were born as children together, and he'll always say, Krishna is like this, Krishna is like that. So his mother, she knew that her son is going to get into trouble with Krishna and Krishna is going to kill him one day or other. So she one day called Krishna and she said, I have a small request from you. And Krishna said, what do you want? He said, my son is very bad and he's always bad-mouthing you and I know that he deserves to be killed. But please somehow don't kill him. And Krishna was thinking now what to do, because he has to be killed so that he can go back to Vaikuntha. He doesn't belong here. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. He's thinking of everybody's welfare. So he told her, okay, I will tolerate up to 100 times. He can say bad things to me in the face. Jo to piche se bota, usko to, chhod denge hum. But directly in public, in front of everybody, if he's just saying, which he does all the time, then I will count, and when it is 100, I'll finish him. So in the Rajasuya Yajna, by the time 99 counts had gone, and his mother knew. So he came to the Rajasuya Yajna, and as usual, there was a discussion about, you know, who should be the main person. And Yudhishthira and the Pandavas said, Krishna should be. And as usual, our friend, our friend as Jaya and Vijaya, but not our friend as Shishupala and Dandavakra. So they actually, so Shishupala started saying, Krishna is this, Krishna is that, you know. He ran away from this person and that person and fight. He was saying so many. Started So then at one point Krishna said, now it's going to be 100, he better stop. And he continued, and he took his, Sudarshan Chakra and cut him. And in front of everybody, a spot of brilliant spiritual light entered Krishna's body. So it is described that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given the example that Srila Prabhupada has quoted, that just like a green parrot, it enters a green tree. From outside, it looks like the tree has merged into the bird has merged into the tree. But inside, the bird is there and the tree is there. So from outside, it appeared like, slowly, it's too loud. From outside, it appeared like the soul has merged with Krishna, but actually the soul was there, and Krishna is there, and the soul entered Vaikuntha, going beyond the Brahma Jyoti, and he was actually liberated, and he regained his position in Vaikuntha. So this story is being hinted at by Narada Muni, because he wants to get on with the story about Narasimhadev. And in this way, Krishna is acting equally, even though sometimes it appears like he is making Yudhishthira Maharaj a king and is killing Shishupala or other demons, he is completely equal to everybody. You see? Krishna's energy is always acting to fulfill everybody's desires. But we see them acting differently. Therefore, sometimes it appears like he has put some people in the material world and he has taken others to the spiritual world. But in fact, from Krishna's viewpoint, all these are on the absolute plane. And when we try to understand Krishna and when we can see everything in the absolute plane, then it will be nice. And the entire purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to become like that. Instead of trying to see things from our little viewpoint, I did this, who did this, like that, we always try to see things from the viewpoint of Krishna. You see? Just like one person may have, he has got a lot of energy, but that energy comes out in so many different ways. He may actually sing. He may go and play tennis. He may go to work and, write some very important papers. It looks like externally he is into different activities. He has got the energy to play tennis, that's very different from the energy to sing, or the energy to cook, or the energy to do, write something. But from his point of view, it's the same energy. So, Krishna's point of view, his energies are all the same for him. With the same energy, just like with the same energy, someone can play tennis and someone can also sing. Krishna can actually manifest it as matter or spirit. According to his activities, it appears to us like that. But Krishna's energies are all, ultimately, all the different energies are actually coming from Krishna, and they are reconciled in Krishna, and Krishna is the supreme absolute truth. And to understand that Krishna is very, very difficult, practically impossible, unless Krishna reveals himself in the heart. And the highest representation of Krishna's energies is Srimati Radharani. She is the sum total of all the energies of Krishna. And she is also a person And so Radha Krishna is constitute the absolute Godhead. And this idea of Radha and Krishna as the absolute Godhead is never before revealed on, you know, in the material world. Anarpita Chiram means for a long time. Never before means for a long time. Many, many, many millions of births of Brahmas. Then Lord Chaitanya comes and then he reveals this knowledge. And everyone who is fortunate, Sumedasaha, those who actually have good brain substance, they take it up. You see? So the process is simple. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But that process is to be followed by us very carefully. We should not think that, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, therefore, you know, I will become a kind of pure devotee. That is true, but we must realize, I may not be chanting it perfectly. You know, I'm not. And therefore, why should I not try to improve myself? Therefore, we have to be always self-examining. How can I improve myself? Whatever our defects are, we should try to remove. And we should try to increase our service. And above all, we should understand the importance of our relationship with Srila Prabhupada. It is not still properly understood in the movement. It is not properly established. I'm having some discussion actually in the GBC forum now, and everybody is discussing it. And it is very clear that exactly the position of Srila Prabhupada in our lives needs to be properly established. So, you also have to, you shouldn't think that I know. It's not, it is a great mystery. What is Srila Prabhupada's position in our lives? But if we embrace him fully, we can understand all these points. Because we are now on the plane of non-existence. Therefore all our reasoning is meaningless. I was just yesterday at lunchtime reading Bhagavatam. I just opened and this Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam came. And then I was reading the next few verses. And Prabhupada is writing that Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa means that all other incarnations are partial. And Prabhupada writes there, for example, Lord Parasurama, and then Prabhupada says that according to purpose, Krishna displays his power, but he is unlimited. So he says, Lord Narasimha displayed and Parasurama displayed unusual opulence by killing the disobedient Kshatriyas 21 times and killing the greatly powerful atheist Hiranyakasipu. So he's saying that even then the Lord has not actually revealed his full power. You see? So, Prabhupada writes that anyone materially powerful cannot stand the strength of the Lord's nails. You see? The Lord is described like that, and then he is saying, but Krishna is supreme, and then he says, for those who cannot understand Krishna, then the forms of the material world, the Virata Rupa is given. Prabhupada, next, after describing all the incarnations, then Shukadeva Goswami says, the conception of the Virat universal form of the Lord is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent to adjust to the idea of Lord's having form. You see? But very, very, very deep. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport, as Paramatma or Super Soul, the Lord is within each and every material form, even within the atoms, but the outward material form is but an imagination, both for the Lord and for the living being. The present forms of the conditioned souls are also not factual. So your body is not real. We should understand this. A devotee always say, but Prabhupada said, you know, oh, matter is real but temporary. No, matter is real but temporary, but material world is false. Whatever is made out of matter, it is not real. Exactly like with a plastic or with some mud you make an apple. It is not real. But you make with mud a pot, that is also not real. You have to understand. Prabhupada repeatedly says this world is not real. It is an imagination. So when you are in imagination, all your reasoning is, it is not ultimately meaningful. Just like, you know, I was giving the example, in the computer people take, you know, a file and you can drag it and put it in the trash can. And people say, I dragged the file, I put it in the trash can. But that's not really what happened. Those are just some symbols on the screen, and when you do that, there is some electronic file in the computer and the computer program is actually removing it from the disk, but it looks like this. But that is exactly the same way when people think that I am doing this, I am doing that. It's an imagination. Therefore Krishna says, Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. So, Ahankara, I am the doer, that is coming from a level of matter called Ahankara. And we are all thinking that I am living in this world, I am doing things, and this is not real. When we are on that platform, you, whatever you speak about anything is not correct. So Prabhupada in Perfection of Yoga, in the opening chapter, he says that whatever we speak now is exactly like a person who has got high fever. You know, sometimes when the temperature becomes 105 or 106, the person talks, starting, you know, he talks something, you know. Usko kya bolta hai? In Tamil we call it janni kandirthu suna. Yeah. In Hindi mein kya bolta hai? The temperature is very high. Huh? Asim Krishna. Bimar jyada ho gaya to apne aap kuch bhi bol deta hai. But he doesn't know what he is talking. Huh? Gawara. Gawara. Gavara. So then, Prabhupada says that everybody who speaks in the material world is like that, Gavara. Prabhupada says in Perfection of Yoga. But we are very proud. So we must realize that if I have actually not come out of this delirium, that this world is real, of course this place is real, but just little outside, the Juhu, when we think it is real, and my body is real, oh, that is very, very ordinary position. And in that position when we are there, whatever we speak has no meaning. It took me many, many years to realize. I mean, I always had a suspicion right from the beginning. That's my only good qualification. But right from the beginning when I joined, even though, you know, other people may say, oh, he spoke well or this or that, I always thought this must be nonsense. But it took me a long time, more than 28 years, to realize that, I am in ignorance. That was a great blessing from Srila Prabhupada, but I'm still not actually fully realizing it. So I'm always trying for that. And believe me, that's a stage of extraordinary happiness. Wow, I was such a fool, you know. And therefore, Sanatana Goswami, when he met Lord Chaitanya, he said, I have only one problem. And Lord Chaitanya said, what's your problem, Sanatana? And he said, the problem is that everybody whom I meet, they tell me that I am greatly intelligent. And even that is not such a problem, but I also believe it, he said. That's the problem. Like, you know, once I offered obeisance to a senior devotee, then I told him, he was also offering, I said, Prabhu, you don't have to offer. And he said, yeah, the problem is I also think like that. So, like that, we are saying, so, we, sometimes mostly people think we are fools, but we think we are intelligent. But sometimes, even people may say we are intelligent, and we also think we are intelligent. But actually, it takes great mercy that you receive from Prabhupada to realize that I am being beaten
Maya Japadiya, right? So I'm like, Maya is taking shoes and beating me left, right and center. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, I'm... I'm still thinking, oh, I'm good, I'm good. Maya Japadiya Tare. And I have no intelligence to realize that I'm suffering. So our existence, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita introduction, our whole existence is a non-existence. So please do not think that to consider this external manifestation as unreal is Mayavadi philosophy. It is not. The Mayavadis say Brahma Jagat Mithya, that is correct, but say Brahma Satya and they were wrong. Because Krishna tells Brahma in the second canto, whatever is not connected to me, it's illusion. Therefore, even Brahman, when you realize without knowing Krishna, that is an illusion. Because then you think, Aham Brahman, but you are not Brahman. He is Brahman. Why are you thinking you are Brahman? So it is actually illusion. Aham Brahmasmi. So, in this way, Prabhupada says, Brahmeti Paramatmeti. Even if you realize Brahman, even if you realize Paramatma, if you have not realized Bhagavan, they are actually incomplete knowledge. Therefore, Brahmeti Bhagavan, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabjate. One must come to understand Bhagavan, and that Bhagavan is not so easy to understand. So, in the material world, matter is formless. Originally, pradana, it is without form. And creation means form is created within matter. So form doesn't belong to matter. So that form is created and that form is coming from Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada says that Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakrim. Krishna says, I am actually in material creation. Exactly like when a pot maker, clay maker, is taking clay and he is just putting it and he is making a plate and he is making cup, he is making dona and he is making pot. He is making so many things. But all these forms are coming from the pot maker who has got form. So, although the forms of this world are unreal, but they have their basis in Krishna. And that is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna says in the first verse of the Bhagavatam, it is described that only because of Him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. Only because of Him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. That is the very first verse of Bhagavatam. So in matter, this form is, whatever we see, these are not real. Now, how can we understand this material form is not real? Then Prabhupada in the next purport writes, I was just reading it today morning, I was very stunned. I mean, Prabhupada writes so many things and I had never seen it before and I was saying, wow. So the form and the substance are different. You know, I used to tell you all the time, when Prabhupada writes here, that just like somebody who cannot see the Prime Minister, sometimes the Prime Minister is going in the car and people point to that and say, that's Prime Minister going. Prabhupada says, but that's actually a car. And the Prime Minister, but that form is connected to the Prime Minister. Prabhupada writes, when the President goes out in the particular car, President, not Prime Minister, we say, there is the President. But that's not the President, that's the car. That Prabhupada says, the universal form is described as, that's Krishna. But that's actually not Krishna, but inside that Krishna is there. And people don't know. So that form that you see of this world is imaginary. But inside Krishna is there. And then Prabhupada says, for the time being we identify the car with the President. Similarly, less intelligent men who want to see God immediately without necessary qualification are shown first the gigantic material cosmos as the form of the Lord
although the Lord is within and without.
So the fact that we can see so many forms in matter, that is because of Krishna. Exactly like on a canvas, a painter is putting paint and you can see trees and you can see flowers and you can see sun, you can see sunset. How did all that come on the canvas? Because of the painter. So Krishna makes in matter so many things come, but it is all Krishna, originally Krishna's energy that's actually coming in these forms. And when we begin to actually give up this material remembrance, and we try to remember Krishna, that is called Krishna consciousness. So we should not continue to stay in the material platform and speak like frogs. Bang, 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 bang. There is no use. And Shukadeva Goswami says, what happens to the frog? He is croaking. The snake slowly comes. The snake, who cannot see him, but hear him, he says, oh, there is the frog. And he go, take him, bah, gone. So the Kala Sarpa, the time element is coming all the time to heat. So we should not speak unnecessarily. And when we speak, we should speak that which we have learnt personally from Prabhupada. Not reading and blah, 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 blah. It is not possible. But to realize that takes great intelligence. So Prabhupada then writes that the clouds in the sky and the blue of the sky are better appreciated in this connection. Although the bluish tint of the sky and the sky itself are different, we conceive the color of the sky as blue, but this is only for a common man. So the same is true of everything. We say the sky is blue, but Prabhupada says the blue is different from the sky. Similarly, we say the table is brown, but the brown is different from the table. The brown is tanmatra, and the table is five elements, and the two things are coming together, and therefore we think that there is a brown table. It's a great science. And if we don't know, understand these things, we cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, in the third canto, Bhagavatam, Sankhya is there. So the form of the Lord, to see that He is different from this creation, that is our philosophy, Achincha Beda Beda, we should actually see how Achintya Beda Beda and everything, how the brown color is different from this object. So Prabhupada says, common man says this is brown, but factually it is not, brown is different, this is different, they have come together. Just like the kurta and this cloth are different. But they have come together so that you say this cloth is kurta. Kurta is the form, the cloth is the substance. Similarly, Krishna says, Mayi sarvam idam protam sutre maniganaiva. Everything is in me, but they appear to have qualities that they don't have. Arasoham apsu kaunteya, prabhasmi sasisurayo. Everything he says is me, Krishna says. Who will reveal like that? And how are we to understand that? Therefore, we have to see everywhere Achintya Beda Beda philosophy. And then we will actually see the form of the Lord. But Hiranyakashipu was himself a great devotee, and his son was also a great devotee. Not was, is. Prahlad Maharaj is still there. And Hiranyakashipu is gone, Jaya Vijaya are there, and Prahlad Maharaj is still there. Because he was always spiritual. And because of that, the Lord came from matter. He was always there, but then He came out and showed Himself in His form. So this is actually Krishna consciousness, to realize that all forms in this material world are illusion, but these forms are coming exactly from the Lord who has form, exactly like from the painter, although the paint has no form. The paint is there, it is not becoming as, you know, tree and sun and sunset, but the painter takes a brush and he paints. Like that Krishna with his time energy, he actually manipulates matter and the brilliant creation is coming, but everything in this creation is Krishna, you know. Therefore, we have to give up this prithak bhava, seeing things differently, and Mayavadi also wants to see everything as one. Vaishnava also wants to see everything as one, but Mayavadi doesn't believe in spiritual variety, but the Vaishnava believes in spiritual variety because he sees the original form of the Lord Krishna by Krishna's mercy. So that is really the essence of Bhagavatam. Otherwise, we can speak whatever philosophy we want, it has no value. We can say stories, we can say this and that, but in fact, Krishna is everything. Sarvamidam, Vasudevam Sarvamidam. So that is actually, repeatedly Krishna is showing, by coming in everything is coming and is showing that I am this, and people in the material world, they don't accept and they continue to suffer and rot in the material world. But Lord Chaitanya is giving us a chance, so we should come out of it. And Prabhupada's books are the primary means for actually seeing Krishna, because you see Krishna by hearing and you hear actually from Prabhupada. Prabhupada is also simultaneously one and different from his books. So although you are reading his books, he is separate from his books, and you should hear from him. And that is really the beginning of the science of Krishna consciousness. Okay. Any questions or comments?
Do you have?
At the back. Put your hand up, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for a wonderful technical class. Prabhuji, many times we are, if Krishna is everything, why there is forbidden activities and favorable activities?
Yes. Good question. So, he is asking the question, if Krishna is everything, then why there is matter, there is spirit, why there is dharma, why there is adharma, why there is achakam, why there is burakam, right? That's your question, why there is variety like this. Because, ultimately, what is a thing is determined by Krishna. Just like there was once a painter called Picasso, and when Picasso did a painting, nobody knew what he has painted. It was just looked like simply poured some paint on paper, and ultimately he would say, this is what it is. Or even as great man takes some great play or movie or writes a novel, his actual thing is discussed by everybody what it is, but he knows. Therefore Krishna, whenever he says something is right, it is right. When Krishna says something is wrong, it is wrong. And Krishna himself, he has got matter, energy, that is actually like shadow, and he keeps it behind him. When he appeared in front of Brahma, also his matter was behind him, the shadow. So Krishna says that I do not associate with irreligion. So there are certain things that Krishna says is right, and Krishna says it's wrong. That's his opinion, and that's what it is. We cannot ask why. Because Krishna is individual. Isn't it? Do you like orange juice better or tomato juice better?
Orange juice.
Now I cannot ask why. There's no meaning. You like, that's you. I like tomato juice better, that's you. So you may say this is dharma, but Krishna says it's adharma. Just like so many lawyers, they give argument, their argument. At the end, judge says something, it's not an argument, it's opinion, judgment. So Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham, yoginam api sarvesham, madgatena antaratmana, shraddhavan vajate yomam, same yukta tamo mataha. My opinion, Krishna says, that is the best. But that opinion is final. The Krishna says opinion. So values, ultimately, they are relative. But when it is relative to Krishna, it's absolute. Because Krishna is absolute. Therefore, Krishna says, don't do like that. Then it's burakam. Then it's adharma. So, if we want to accept Krishna, then that's what it is. Just like Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was saying to Krishna, no, we should do the Indra Puja, because it's very important. According to Vedas, it's given. And when we do Indra Puja, we will get rain. Krishna said, no, you don't do Indra Puja, you will see, you will get more rain. It happened. Indra was so fool number one. He said, oh, he has not worshipped me. I am the giver of rain, he has not worshipped me. I will give them more rain. What kind of a foolishness is that? He should have said, I won't give rain. The Krishna bewilders everybody. You see? Therefore, Krishna said, no, you don't do that. But Nanda Maharaj thought, it's not right, we should do that. But then he said, Krishna is saying, what can I do? Imagine, he loved Krishna so much that even though Krishna was saying something opposite to what is in the scripture, he said, okay, Krishna is saying, I'll do it. And he was not doing it by great philosophy. Although Nanda Maharaj knows better philosophy than everybody in the creation, he loved Krishna. Therefore, he simply did what Krishna wanted. So that is considered as highest dharma. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshate. That bhakti is that mentality, that feeling, that if Krishna wants, I will do it. You follow what I am saying? That feeling, when it is completely overwhelming the soul, he is a devotee. Whatever Krishna wants, he will do. We just give stories that Krishna had a headache and up to Vaikuntha nobody was willing to give their dust because Narada Muni was told by Krishna that unless I have the dust from the devotee, I cannot be cured. And finally they went to gopis and he said, oh, Narada Muni, where are you coming from? Did you see Krishna? He said, yeah, yeah, I saw Krishna. Oh, how is he? He said, well, one little problem, he has got headache. Oh, why is Krishna having headache? He said, I don't know, but Krishna says that if he gets dust from his devotee's lotus feet, it'll be cured. Can he give some? He said, of course. Take more. Oh, it'll be put on his head. Doesn't matter, if his headache will go away, put it, it doesn't make a difference. Take it quick. Narada Muni was amazed because even it is said that Rukmini and others said, we can't give our dust. How can Krishna? So, that is, we cannot even understand unless now we become saturated with the feeling that I should do what Krishna wants, not what my senses want, what I want. But senses are powerful, correct? Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. I am saying, thinking every day, no, you know, I should not listen to my senses, but the senses are pulling me down forcibly. Therefore, at least we should in principle accept what is right and what is wrong. That's the beginning of religion. Nobody can be religious. Even the great sage, Vaisampayana in the Veda says, after putting the list of all the qualities for a Brahmin, he says, you know, Vaisampayana says, these are the qualities of the Brahmana. We say we are Brahmanas, but who knows? He's saying, it is not possible to be religious. Only Krishna is perfectly religious. Therefore, to accept that there is something right and there is something wrong, that is the beginning of religion. Because you are accepting higher authority. And one who doesn't accept that, Prabhupada called him rascal. And according to Oxford Dictionary, rascal means one who does not accept authority. So, just because everything is there, why should not be, there should be dharma and adharma? Because Krishna is different from everything. That's the point. Everything is same, one, but Krishna is different. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. This is our philosophy. Since Krishna is different, when whatever Krishna says about everything, that's the reality. Correct? This is a cell phone for you and me. For a dog, it's not. So, he doesn't know. So, whatever Krishna says something is, That is called reality. If Krishna says these are five elements, scientists say that this is hydrogen, oxygen, 112 elements. Scientists are wrong, Krishna is correct. But we must be able to show that, not sentiment. No. You follow? So, dharma and adharma is there because Krishna is there and he has got his own opinion. And we are very happy to hear from Krishna. We say, yes, whatever Krishna says, we accept. You follow what I am saying? So, it is Krishna is saying, Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata advityanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajajmyaham. Whenever there is a decline in dharma and increase in adharma, I come. So, he is making a distinction. And we cannot say Krishna is in bodily concept. No. That is the truth. I hope that makes sense. You can never forget Krishna. Any other question or comments? Yes. No, we'll take his question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Means whatever knowledge we gather, means it's material or spiritual, means where it gets stored, means in mind, in intelligence or in soul.
What?
Means whatever knowledge we are gathering, means either it's material or spiritual. So all that knowledge, means where it is getting gathered, in mind, intelligence or in soul.
Material knowledge is called ignorance. Spiritual knowledge is called vidya. And Krishna says everything comes from me.
But where it gets stored, means in intelligence, in mind or in soul, means that knowledge, where it gets stored.
That is, you have to understand what is matter, what is spirit. You have to be qualified to ask this question. You don't know what is mind and you are asking me where is it stored, what does it mean? You go to the jewelry shop and say, where do you keep your jewelry? You'll say, why do you want to know? I want to buy. If you want to buy, you come when the shop is open. Middle of the night, you're coming and asking, where is it stored? So, it is not our right to know the answers to such questions. Where is it stored in mind? Do you know what is mind? Suppose I said it is in the mind. Do you know what is mind? Do you know what is intelligence? Already see, Prabhupada is writing, the idea that this object is brown, this table is brown is wrong. So where is the brown? There are different levels of reality. You follow? Just like in the movie screen, you see somebody, or in the TV screen, you see some person. Where is that person? In your mind. But where is the mind? The mind is also an object. But it's in another space. Like that person is actually seemingly in the TV, but he's actually in you, but you are in the room. Where TV is also there. So, how can you know all these things? You don't know. So, suppose if I say it is in you, that person on the screen, it's not on the TV screen. But you may think it's in the mind, but no, it's not in the mind, it's in the body, in the senses. So it's all a science. Don't think you can ask questions, because you don't even know the meaning of your question. And to answer this, now I have to give 10-hour lecture. You just ask. You see, child is always asking. So when I was very young child, I used to always ask my mother, how tall is God? What is that? What is this question? Is it taller than the sky? I used to ask all the time when I was a young boy, 2-3 years old. My mother used to say something, what to... You see, so like that we can ask questions, anything we can ask. See, you have to know, I don't know whether you understand. Suppose you say, how can we prove E equal to MC squared? And you don't know anything in physics, how I can teach you?
But somewhere you knew that E equal to MC squared is, anybody can know. Correct? But do you know what is a manifold? Do you know what's a four-dimensional manifold? Do you know what's a local Euclidean geometry? Do you know what is global non-Euclidean metric? You don't know all those things and you say, prove to me E equal to MC squared. What? How I can prove? To ask question also you should ask that which you have got adhikar. Therefore we sing every day to pull seva adhikar diye. Where is the object? Chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada would say, chant Hare Krishna. This is not that just because it is there. No. That's why Prabhupada says, for the common man, table is brown. Suppose he asks me, how is it different? Then, are you willing to do seva? Then I'll teach you. Suppose you go to Ram Rupa and say, how do you do puja? He'll say, oh, we do puja. No, no, exactly how do you do? What mantra? Why you're asking? Are you ready to come on the altar and do puja or not? Yeah. But are you second initiated? No. Are you first initiated? No. Then, you know? I remember one of my relatives long time ago, my uncle's daughter got married and then they were all in great anxiety after some time. I said, what was the problem? He said, no, this son-in-law we got, they said he was a CA, but it turned out, you know, he's not, he has a job, but accountant, but he doesn't have a job. I said, why he doesn't have a job? They said, because he's not a CA. Oh, I see. What happened? Why is not CA? He said, they say he has not passed the second exam. Oh, so why? Say, oh, that's because he didn't pass the first exam. Oh, really? He didn't pass the first exam. Why he didn't pass the first exam? Because they say to write the first exam, he has to have a BCom. Oh, he didn't have a BCom? Oh, really? So what happened? Why he didn't study BCom? Oh, for that they said he has to pass high school. So finally what happened? He didn't know anything. But he said he was accountant. So, we have to ask one after another, oh, if you want to understand this, do you understand this, do you understand this, do you understand? You follow what I am saying? Do you have senses? Suppose, you'd say yes, right? Show me your sense, one of your senses, point. Sense of sight or sense of smell, point to me. Huh? What?
Subtle.
What does it mean, subtle? You don't have senses or not?
Means we have senses, but we can't miss. Just
then what is this?
This is organ, nose organ, okay. Through which...
Where did you hear that?
Prabhupada Maharaj, Bhagavatam.
Prabhupada doesn't say, it's not so explicitly there. I used to say that. Okay. You heard it from me?
Might.
Huh?
Might be. Might,
that means you're a rascal. You don't even know from where you heard. Tomorrow you'll say it's your idea. How come you don't even know from where you heard? I tell something immediately, I'll say who said it. Oh, might be. Oh, might be. And tomorrow then you will write your own Bhagavad Gita. See? How is it that you heard something and you don't know where you read it? I say something, I'll say exactly which page, which line I read from Prabhupada's book, or somebody said. Correct? How is it might be? Therefore, I will have to be careful. You are a guy who wants to know where is the jewelry, but you, where is, how much paisa is there? No, then why you want to know jewelry? Oh, I didn't know. I had to give paisa to buy the jewelry. Oh, acha. Take all right. That means you come to take it without paisa. You should always know from where you learned something. You should never forget it. Because somebody has taught us. How can we forget? That means you are more interested in knowledge than Krishna. Not that you are. I'm sorry, I'm subjecting you to some. But you should... Krishna consciousness means paka. I heard here, there, exactly. Can never forget. The person who taught us everything, can never forget. You know what, I'm making sense or not I'm making sense? So from where you heard... You answer me that, then I'll give you the next answer. You know? It's a very long subject, scientifically. So much you need to learn. and it depends on what service you are going to do. According to service we should ask. Correct? If my service is to clean DT paraphernalia, I can ask Ramrup, where is the DT paraphernalia? If he doesn't say, I can give him sauce. Why you are not telling me? You only ask me to wash. So, adhikar we get. Okay, we can stop here. Yes?
Last question. Devotees in, say, Tirupati Balaji temple, those who are counting hundi very honestly, efficiently, and they have no other seva or they have no time to read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, but they are engrossed in their service. So what will be their fate? Because they don't know ABC of Bhagavad Gita, but fully devoted to Krishna for lifetime. What will be their fate?
He is asking somebody who is doing some seva like hundi counting and he completely absorbed in it 24 hours, but he doesn't read Bhagavad Gita, what will be his? Such people is not possible. That's not possible. Not that you are simply absorbed in your service but you don't want to read Bhagavad Gita. That's nonsense. Vasudeve Bhagavate Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayate Asu Jnanam Cha Vairagyam Yad Ahaitukam. Ahaitukam means unsought. It will come to you unsought. Follow? There is no question of doing, I am doing service, I am so absorbed in service, I don't know who is Krishna, I don't know anything. That's not possible. You will know Krishna completely, that means you know Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, if you do service. How is it now? It is not possible. It is not possible to do service to Krishna and not be a greatly learned person. Impossible. But you cannot be a greatly learned person and say you are a devotee. That's not possible. Therefore, this knowledge is Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. There is no question of not knowing Krishna. You do service, you are overflowing with knowledge about Krishna. How that, you know, I am so engaged in Krishna consciousness that I am not able to read Bhagavad Gita. Even if you are illiterate, there is Harikatha. You go in Tirupati everywhere, in every street corner there is a Vaishnava there. They discuss, they do. So, and when you are discussing with him, you are learning Bhagavad Gita. How is it that you are not learning Bhagavad Gita? So a devotee is always talking about Krishna. And that is Harikatha. And that Harikatha is Bhagavad Gita. There is a Bhagavatam verse, important verse. What is that verse? Krishna, Svakata, Krishna. What is that verse? Punya Shravana Kirtana. Shunvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridiyantastu Abhadrani. Therefore, Svakata, Prabhupada writes Krishna, Svakata is actually what Krishna speaks, Bhagavad Gita, and then what the devotees speak, that is also Svakata. There is no difference. So, any person who does service and is attracted to Krishna, he will hear about Krishna. How can he not know Bhagavad Gita? You follow what I am saying? Impossible. Yasmin vijyatam sarvam evam vijyatam bhavanti. This idea is there all the time. This nonsense idea is there. Hindus are good at that. That, you know, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to know. Only you have to just chant Hare Krishna. Then if you don't know anything, how do you know you have to chant Hare Krishna? A person who is counting cash in the temple, he knows he is counting in the temple. Nothing. How does he know? And if he knows Krishna is God, he knows Bhagavad Gita. No. It's not. People have this idea. Then you can do anything. And why did Krishna speak all this thing? Shastra. Everybody has to hear.
Everybody, whether it's in the Varnashrama, everyone has to hear Harikatha. Some are qualified to speak, some are qualified to hear. But everyone must hear, and even the one who is speaking, he has heard. So hearing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, next. Shravanam is a must for anybody, whether educated, uneducated, there's no questions. You have to hear. Otherwise there's no point. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Gaur Premanandi jai.